Crossway presents A Better Encouragement, Trading Self-Help for True Hope, written and read by Lindsay Carlson. To the women of Imprint Community Church, I praise God for your friendship and encouragement. Thank you for walking beside me as I've learned to love and value biblical encouragement within the local church. May grace and peace be multiplied to you. Introduction. Do you appreciate encouragement? I do. In fact, I could always use a little more. I love opening my mailbox to find an encouraging note inside. I enjoy a nod of affirmation when I've worked hard on a project or my prayers or counsel help someone. And when trials come and life isn't easy, it's nice when a thoughtful friend stops by with flowers. I've always appreciated receiving encouragement. But encouragement is utilized and enjoyed by people everywhere. Not just inside the church, and not only by those who follow Jesus. Culturally, we're all taught very early in life to expect positive affirmation and use reward-based motivation. We all like it, and we all use it. We learn the powerful sway of encouragement from our very first days on earth. Parents clap when their baby takes her first steps or says his first words. Teachers punctuate their students' schoolwork with stickers and gold stars in order to affirm a job well done, or to praise extra effort. Encouragement strengthens children for growth and maturity. At every age and stage, we've learned to appreciate encouragement because of its ability to advance us forward in everything from being on time, to eating healthy, to getting a good night's sleep, and on to the tougher, more difficult challenges. Encouragement has the potential to deliver an enormous measure of love and support when we are struggling. We appreciate the assurance that someone notices our difficulty or our success and cares enough to say something. Encouragement reminds us that we are seen, known, and loved. When we're down, encouragement feels like good medicine. It affirms our gifts and abilities and keeps us focused and committed to our daily work. And when our work is finished, who doesn't appreciate a final pat on the back? With how much we all tend to like and appreciate encouragement, you'd think that we would all have naturally become expert encouragers who freely provide encouragement to others. We certainly have plenty of opportunities each day to see people just like us who want encouragement like us and to do unto others as we'd have them do unto us. So why don't we speak up? Why aren't we all walking, talking, ever-flowing fountains of encouragement? When we see the kindness of the grocery store clerk, or the patience of the teenager's AP calculus teacher, or the generosity of a friend who took the time to listen.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?